USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The more infectious variant of the coronavirus has been identified in at least three U.S. states, with cases in California, Colorado, and Florida. All as vaccination distribution has been slower than originally planned. Dr. Mansa Slawi says the fact that the virus has mutated is not a surprise. The chief advisor for Operation Warp Speed tells CBS's Face the Nation that based on what they know, the new strain should be under control with the available vaccines.
Based on the information shared with us by the UK scientists and early data that we have here, we think that these virus variants should be under control with this vaccine. Fortunately, they are not more deadly to the population. They are more infectious, and therefore they will further exacerbate the surge that we are having.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The founder of WikiLeaks will soon find out whether he'll be sent to the U.S. to face charges. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
A judge will decide Monday whether WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange could be extradited from the U.K. to the U.S. to face charges of espionage over the publication of secret American military documents. Assange's partner and the mother of his two sons has appealed to President Donald Trump to grant a pardon. Assange faces a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Nancy Pelosi was reelected Sunday to her fourth term as Speaker of the House. She received 216 votes to 209 for House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Only two House Democrats, Jared Golden of Maine and Connor Lamb of Pennsylvania, cast a vote for someone else. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Congress will meet Wednesday to certify the Electoral College vote, but not without another challenge to the results of the election. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Senator Cruz of Texas and 11 other Republican senators plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory on Wednesday. Senator Cruz tells Fox News this is an extraordinary time in our country's history.
We've seen in the last 2 months unprecedented allegations of voter fraud. And that's produced a deep, deep distrust of our democratic process across the country. I think we in Congress have an obligation to do something about that. We have an obligation to protect the integrity of the democratic system.
Republicans hope to establish a commission to determine who gets the Electoral College votes.
We will together object to certification in order to force the appointment of an emergency electoral commission to perform an emergency audit of the election results to assess these claims of fraud.
They're calling for a 10-day audit of each state in question. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The UK may soon face tighter coronavirus restrictions as cases continue to rise there. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Sunday that restrictions may have to get tougher as the country struggles to deal with a new, more infectious strain of the virus. The leader of the opposing Labour Party has called for a national lockdown to be implemented as soon as possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.